Different types of blankets. We have some.
Where's the duct tape?
Well, we don't put them on the outside. They have
them. That might
hurt. Any questions about tiles? Yeah. This one right here, yeah. The very dark ones on the end of our landing gear door, those are the strong ones. Now, this thing was flown 32 times. That's what they look like when they were brand new. That tile has never flown.
Those are being replacement tests.
Yeah, but all these other
it's like your bathrooms.
And full 32 times. We don't cost you since NASA owns the materials and the animals will be making them right across the street. So our
thanks for keeping our astronauts cool. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm glad we could get here today. This is an amazing vehicle.
This is a tag when you guys take off to So there are two on either side.
But it only attaches with great noise, and one of them is this bolt right here. You look around the corner.
That big red bolt?
No, the red or caps, this little tiny bolt in the middle.
That's it?
That's it.
It's got to be a pretty strong bolt.
Two nuts back there. It's an extremely strong bolt, but that's all. Only 3 points hold that right in the
center. That's
where the two are together for the big external tank.
So what happens is the big external tanks provide the thrust.
They provide the fuel for the three engines, 8.5 minutes, and the tank is empty. This bolt explodes. We'll never see this piece again.
So when the craft disengages from the bolt, what type of gear? 300 miles. Sure. How fast do you think
Let me tell you, they were excited to get out of school. So, you know, the staff came in this morning and delayed the launch. And they did a
great
They were excited about the warm, but they're better to get out of school.
Kids seem to mention the same thing.
Yeah.
Maybe they can get another day.
Yeah, I don't know.
So it looks like Monday, huh? Yeah. I was just mentioning to Mark, I did not realize you guys have to have good weather in Spain and France as well as here. Which explains why, you know, a lot of times you guys, everything has to convert just right.
We've actually scrubbed twice for bad weather in Europe.
That's the amazing thing about the space shuttle is that it can land elsewhere.
We looked at the tile underneath.
Those piles are amazing.
We spray that water. And we went up by the hat so that the sign the wall over there.
What I didn't realize too is
Dan was explaining how we should talk a lot about the exercises you guys need to do up there. Two things I didn't realize. One is that on the spacewalk, I guess the seats are so heavy. I guess the resistance moving around apparently, you've got to be.
Most of this is bulk.
I'm telling you, see, the Russian fuel is 1.5 times the more pressure inside. I did that 6 times. The Russian suit's tougher.
The other thing I didn't realize was is that the air has to be mechanically circulated. You have these pockets to after launch, how long are you going to be?
Just 2 weeks.
How much of that is orbit? How much of that is you guys going to space station?
So we'll dock at the space station after about a day.
Who was coughing over there, by the way? Stay away from my astronauts. Don't think I didn't hear that.
Was that you, though?
No, sir.
Okay, I want to make this. I'm sorry. So you guys are going to be?
Yes, we'll be going to
That's pretty spectacular.
That's why it's hard to spite the risk.
Who's that? Who's going to be walking?
Just you. Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry.
Greg, his first time to go out. So
is that right?
Yeah, we're excited.
It's going to be your first walk.
First space walk.
Yeah. That's going to be pretty cool.
Three of us are doing space walks.
We have four. I don't get to do the space walk.
We have four space walks for three people to do them. So we've got Mike and Adam, three of them, and then Greg.
We were just talking about physical
Yeah, we don't talk about it enough. There's a lot of science, to try and maintain our health over up there.
Well, we've learned some of the things that we learned. I also served with Greg. In fact, when you called us right after you got elected, you called up the space station.
He and I were the ones up there during the vote.
Yes.
Did
you guys vote in space?
Yeah, we voted in space.
We encourage other people.
We won't ask them who they voted for,
but we've learned so much about how to take care of boulders. Because some of what we get is our bones become things like that, osteoporosis, things like that. It has direct application to life here on Earth.
Well, this is one of the things, as we are shaping NASA budget, NASA mission, one of the things we want to do is research and energy into this whole issue of
That's
the only reason
we would love to meet him, but maybe next time.
Next time.
It's a little bit.
Actually, the truth is they're not working. They maintain themselves. I don't have to talk about that. They did, and they're very happy about it.
All right.
Yeah. So, but they were inspired. I mean, it was fascinating to see them. The other thing that it was interesting that the kids were really struck by was Dana was describing how the planet looks and the fact that you can see runoff from streams and deforestation and things like that. I mean, kids, this generation is a lot more aware of environmental issues than I think people are.
That
struck me. But part of the reason I think they're more aware is because of
the big picture.
You got a big picture view. And it reminded people. You know, I just, right before we came here, we were in Tuscaloosa. I've never seen anything like it. It was just, block after block, it's leveled. But the mayor there talked about how, you know, he doesn't understand until something like that happens, how petty all of our various arguments are.
Well, you're fighting down there, kids. Right. Stop fighting. Yeah.
There are no borders in the Middle East.
Yeah, there's no big line between the irrigation.
That's interesting. Because of the stark differences in terms of that.
Interesting irrigation. And what Israel was able to do.
Right. That's fascinating. Wow. Yeah. Now, it's not true that you guys can actually see the Great Wall. I hear that's the rumors.
I was up there for a year, and I looked forward. Well, you can see the pyramids of Egypt.
You can't see the pyramids.
You can see the pyramids of Egypt. You can see them without a big without telescope or binoculars or anything. You can see the pyramids. But the reason why you can't see the Great Wall of China, there's only one guy that's claimed to have had a picture with it in it, is because they use natural materials like nearby.
So it just blends into
exactly. There's no contrast.
And it follows the hills anyway.
Exactly.
Whereas the pyramids are right in the middle.
You see Cairo, it's all silver, and you see the desert, and you see the little dots that are here.
You can see football stadiums.
Yeah, you can see airports, football stadiums. I even took a picture of my dad's house. His house.
His vision is really good, sir. Really good.
Especially flights will be after our flight. Towards the end of our flight will be the American remote.
Most time in space. This guy, he's a young guy. He's still got his hair.
He's done two flights in 6 months.
This is my first time on the space shuttle, and Mark has been a great commander, and showing myself and Ricky Bobby here. I mean, Roberto. And this is our first time. We both flew with the Russians twice, and now we've gone through the American program with the space shuttle, and it's really impressive.
It's going to be wonderful.
So do you all get on each other's nerves at any point?
Yeah, I try.
We had almost 2 years of bonding as a team, so. We went on a trip together, or we just had each other.
Mark's like that older brother that won't let us fight.
The nicknames are getting out of control.
Although the last time some astronauts were in my my office, the short guy was getting teased.
It was Gary.
Oh, yeah. You guys were giving Gary a really hard time. I felt terrible for him.
He's here for this long.
Has he?
Yeah, he works for Space Center.
Does he?
Well, he was at my reception last night.
Was he? I hope he was at mine. I flew with him in space.
There's no one guy.
I only had one of those space flights and was with Garrett.
Yeah, me too.
He was like one of the only guys who was like near 40. The rest of us were like near 50.
So how do your families handle all of this? Do they get nervous or are they excited?
No, they must
be very stressed. They're really
talk about it.
But, you know, our kids grow up with the space program, and we go over and show them the mock-ups all the time, and they're just really excited about what we do, and then they give us the support. And it's kind of like that, I imagine, and your family, too, is that, you know, without the support of your family, it's hard to do great work.
We got mom-in-laws here with us. And brought her up. Absolutely. So,
sir, we want to some time to meet with
them. Let's get a good picture here with all of us.
Green through.
Yeah, you know.
There you go.
All right.